Hello and welcome back, or welcome to Unicated Tweens and Kids. I'm ABJ, your host. Today, I was supposed to do a live stream yesterday for the New Year's Eve countdown, but I fell asleep getting ready to be refreshed for this podcast, and it ended up being like a whole sleep for the whole night, so I'm sorry about that. But make sure to tell your friends about this podcast so then I can keep growing this podcast and I can hopefully do more episodes a day or week. And so that would really help me. So hopefully I'm going to do like a version, but it's not going to be a countdown. It's going to be about 2020. And so hopefully it's interesting to you and it'll be from the twins' perspective. And so let's get into it. So first I want to talk about the good things that happened in 2020. So you can also type good things that happened to you in the comments. If I wouldn't have done the live stream, I could have seen it and told other people, but I'm sorry about that. You can put it in the like ratings and like the comments, do things like that to let me know what happened that was good to you in 2020. So for me, something that happened that was great or good was this podcast. Like, this podcast has really changed my life because I really do enjoy doing it, and I love to see people's comments they put in the ratings and all those type of things, and I think it really helps. And also another good thing that happened to me was it might not be that good, but it was COVID, because without COVID I wouldn't have done this podcast. I wouldn't have like learned a lot of the new hobbies that I have now, and I think it's really helped me. And I don't know, just like also put in the comments if like it COVID has also helped you a lot. If it's just me, then you know, it's okay. But if 2020 of the COVID has helped you, put it in the comments. So I also, it's also 2020 has also helped me because I got to like learn new sides of people like that I wouldn't have known before, and I got to I didn't get to learn about everyone because I got to focus on more people that's in my class than other people that's not in my class. So that also really helped because I got to learn more about them. Now I want to talk about the not-so-goods that happened in 2020. So, like the other one, you can also type bad things that happened to you in 2020 in the comments. Something bad that happened was probably for a lot of people, you lost loved ones or you lost family members, friends, those type of things. Something bad that's not so good that happened to me in 2020 was I didn't get to see all my friends because obviously we were quarantined because of COVID, and so that was not that good. And also something bad was that I didn't really get to meet all of my classmates or the people in my grade because of COVID. I got to see them on Zoom, but that I didn't get to really have a conversation with them and really meet them. So that was not really good because if I go into the next grade and then and COVID's over and we're back to normal, then I won't really know anything about them. But yeah. So something else that was bad was there wasn't that much snow. This is not that really bad, but there wasn't much snow, but because where I live, there's usually a lot of snow, and I get to, like, play in the snow, but it didn't really snow much, which was not that good. I wasn't really happy about that. But I guess it was good because then we could still like go to grocery stores and the roads weren't that icy. So I guess that's sort of good, but not that good if you wanted to play in the snow. Okay, now that I've talked about the good things and the bad things in 2020, I want to talk about my vision and your vision for 2021. So make sure to put your visions in the comments, like all the other things or the rates, so I can see and I can include them in my next episode, which will be also about other people who, what their bad thing, their good thing, and their visions. So my vision for 2021 is obviously to grow this podcast to maybe 10,000 listens, because right now we're at 1,000, sorry. So it'd be great to get to 10,000, which would really know that you guys really do care about this podcast and really do want to support me. Another vision is I want to continue to learn more in school, and I also want to learn how to communicate with others better and work with people better, because I'm very independent. I like to lead, and so sometimes it's not always the best qualities for working in a group with people, and so I want to learn how to try to, you know, work with people and not argue with people while I'm in a group. I also want to learn more about the career that I want to do, which is a pediatrician. I want to learn more skills for that, so then when I get ready to go to college, I know more about it and I already am very prepared. Another vision that I want to have is reading. I read already a lot, but I want to try to read without forgetting, because sometimes I do something and then I forget to read. So I want to remember to read always. And also, I started playing the flute, and so I want to practice the flute, even though if I don't have homework, I want to practice so I can keep getting better and better and better. And I also want to, once I'm done with my homework for the flute, do some more in the book to show that I am actually improving and that I want to learn more about the flute. Also, one of my visions is to learn more art skills, because I'm really good at art. So I want to learn more about art so then I can show other people my art, because I already have lots of paintings, but I want to grow my skills, with doing it by myself, not really, a art center, which would be great. I also want to learn more about science and those type of things. That would also be great, because I'm science and I want to learn more about that. I also want to learn more math skills, because I'm also really good at math, so I want to learn more about that. And if I could learn more about that, it could get me really farther in life. So those are my visions for 2021. Just to add that if you also have visions, it's great to put it on a board. So those are called vision boards. I usually do them, but I don't have any cardstock right now or paper. Actually, I do, but I didn't really do it this year. I probably will. But it's also great for you to write it down, so when you can look back at it and be like, oh, here's what I've accomplished, this is what I haven't accomplished, this will the next year, and then be like, I'm going to put this down again because I haven't accomplished it, which is a great way to do more goals and accomplish them for real. That is it for this podcast. I know it was short, But thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to my podcast. Leave a voice message on my website and add comments what you want future episodes to be about and if you'd like to be a guest. Make sure to tell your friends about this podcast, because if you're just listening to it and you're not telling other people about it, I can't really grow this podcast. And it's great to know that you guys, once I know, like, it's great to see you, like, tell your friends, because I can tell, because like I see like the listen sky, the skyrocket, which is great. Like I said, if you put enough comments about what you want, the good things that happened to you in 2020 and the bad things and your visions, I will probably do an episode about what other people said. And so yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode of Teens Not Kids. Bye!